Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about intangibles. I want to talk about entrepreneurial intangibles that are essential to tangible success. You know, folks, I'm in my fourth decade as a business owner now, and this baby boomer has been reflecting on what's been learned in that time that would benefit the next generation of entrepreneurs. And so that's what I want to talk about today. It's because it's understandable to focus most of our attention on the many hard fundamentals of how to sustain a successful small business operation. It's understandable to focus on the hard ones, the ones that help us put rocks in the box, right? But after logging many hours in that tangible mode, that fundamentals mode, you'll discover that it's just as critical to respect the softer entrepreneurial intangibles that tend to the human being behind the venture, that tend to you behind the venture. And those who recognize and incorporate these intangibles in their approach to ownership are more likely to achieve that elusive holy grail of human intangibles, happiness. In that spirit, allow me to offer two intangibles that are just as essential to business success as cash flow and profitability. First, function. Your ability to achieve high function physically, mentally, and emotionally are critical success intangibles. And the second one is balance. Navigating across the line of demarcation between your business and your personal life. You have to learn how to move back and forth, folks. And in doing that, if you can get that down, the more you can do that, the more that intangible will lead to your tangible success. So out here on Main Street, being one with your business is not only a good thing. We all know that this is also essential. You're responsible for everything your business does or fails to do. Unfortunately, extreme commitment weaves a very fine seam between our business life and our life away from the business. A very fine seam. It's hard to tell when you pass from one to the other. And entrepreneurial single-mindedness would often result in the opposite of that holy grail, when you can't discern that line between your life and your business life, it will often result in the opposite of that holy grail, a business in jeopardy run by an unhappy human. The best way to be successful and happy is to define success in many ways, including having a life that's balanced with richness outside of the business. Getting that new customer on board is an essential part of your business's future. But making the time to attend a child's activity in the middle of the day is an intangible that produces a dotted line contribution to the long-term well-being and success of your business. A small business is more like a patchwork quilt than a gilded security blanket. Some patches are about the business. Others are about the owner, and some are hard to tell. Some patches represent good things, and some not so much. Success will be found more often by those owners who find a way to be happy regardless of which patch is in front of them, demanding attention. Having multiple touchstones of success, not just money and stuff, helps keep the rough patches in business and life in proper perspective. If your ownership quest was weighed heavily on achieving financial success, good for you. I'm a capitalist. I respect and admire that motivation. But if you think being rich will make you happy, get your umbrella out, because I'm going to rain on that parade with these two truths. Number one, wealth only provides options, not guarantees of happiness. Wealth only provides options, not necessarily happiness. Ask any billionaire. Number two, if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you aren't likely to be happy with it. Ask any billionaire's ex-spouse. Now let's talk about fun. The most successful business owners I know are those who've learned that one of the keys to their success is to run a tight ship while encouraging their people to laugh and find joy in their work. You can do that, folks. You can actually get the work done and have fun. Every day, every workday that goes by without some kind of joy is a precious opportunity lost. Folks, I really encourage you to think about this. Find a way to have fun in your business. Find a way to find some kind of joy. Make it happen so that there's some level of joy in your business. Here are three thoughts on fun and happiness. The happiest people have learned how to laugh at themselves every day. You know, one of the things, once you get to the point where you have teenagers, this gets easier because they're going to laugh at you every day. You might as well laugh with them, right? But if you're going to really be happy, learn how to laugh at yourself. Number two, make being happy an intangible business fundamental that's essential to your success. Make it part of your plan to be happy, because it is an intangible business fundamental. And number three, take your business very seriously, but don't take yourself very seriously. That's one of the things when I have new people come on board here, I tell them, we take our business very seriously. No one takes their business more seriously than me. But I tell them, but we don't take ourselves very seriously. And I tell them that we're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. I'm going to tease them. They can tease me back. We're going to find a way to find joy and happiness. Otherwise, my friends, if you can't have fun, let's just forget about it. Live a balanced life, folks. Live a balanced business life by focusing on the intangibles and the tangibles of business success. And I'm going to say it again. If we can't have fun, let's just forget about it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.